Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour, NPR's podcast about what we are watching, reading, and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See, and I'm here in the studio with Glenn Weldon, who writes about books and comic books for NPR. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Linda.
Well, this week, Glenn and I are here because of the return of a show that he was already a big fan of, and I have recently become a big fan of, called The Comeback. Now, Glenn, do you want to talk a little bit about the history of The Comeback?
Sure. In its first season, which was back in 2005, I think, Lisa Kudrow plays Valerie Cherish, an out-of-work actress who is willfully and indefatigably optimistic, and she is desperate to be loved and respected, and she is eternally attempting and failing to control how others perceive her. So the lens that we meet her through is this fake reality television show that is tracking her as she goes to audition for a terrible sitcom called Room and Board. She gets the part.
B-O-R-E-D.
B-O-R-E-D, see what they did there? And she gets the part, and she's proceeded to be dealt a series of humiliations that she just bucks up under because she will just sell out her own dignity, no matter how indignant she gets. That's the plot of the first season. The second season, which just returned, has one of the head writers writing a show based on that experience that she then auditions for and gets the part that she played back on the original show. It's incredibly meta and three levels deep, but that's pretty much it.
It is. I think my take on this show was always this was kind of the comedy about a terrible person, like some of the kind of David Brent on The British Office and Curb Your Enthusiasm and stuff like that, where you were asked to follow just a really unpleasant, sort of morally vacant person. And even Seinfeld is like that in a lot of ways. What's remarkable about it is how human she is, that she is not at all a terrible person. She is a person who has been bent and damaged by spending all of this time in this bent and damaging system. And legitimately, she wants to be good at what she does. And she sees all of these humiliations and all of this celebrity behavior. She sees all of this as, you know, this is a way to get back to doing what I want to be doing, which is being funny. Whether or not you think she's funny, that's what her thinking is.
The reason the show isn't depressing, because if it was nothing more than here's the chronicle of a woman, a middle-aged actress in Hollywood, and this great infrastructure which is keeping her down, and look at what depths she'll sink. If it was just that, it would be a depressing show. And it is a little bit about that. Mostly it's about this performance by Lisa Kudrow and this viewpoint. This show is rigorously fair to her, which is a lot of these other shows that have a pathetic, cringe-inducing main character isn't. Because when something bad happens to her, it's not like she's clueless. She's a very shrewd character. And Kudrow lets you see in Valerie's eyes the fact that it happened, that she registers it, and then she shows us her first reaction, which is to make sure nobody else sees that it's registering how damaged she's just gotten. It's also fair to her in another sense, because it does give her moments of victory. Now, they're mediated and they're not big, but it does give her these passing moments of victory. And it also shows that she is completely complicit in all the bad crap that happens to her. Everything she does is a choice. And there are people surrounding her, loving people, telling her, no way, this is dumb. Why are you doing this to yourself? And she continues to do it. That's fair. And that's why it's not ultimately depressing.
Right. There are a lot of people who, when they talk about show business and when they talk about Hollywood, they kind of envision it as a bunch of bad, vacuous, soulless people doing bad, vacuous, soulless work, which I always think is actually too chipper of a, too cheery of a way of thinking about it. Because what it actually is a lot of very originally, very nice, very normal, very relatable people that you would like if you met them and talked to them, who spend a lot of time in this system and wind up really having to make a lot of these painful compromises. And that's what's painful about a lot of this stuff. If it were somebody who was a bad person, in whom you could see nothing human, then who cares what compromises they're making? You know, then it's just a pit of vipers. And I think what gives it some depth and some humanity is the fact that in there is a person, you can tell. And at least she has the capacity to be a good person, but she's in this horrible situation.
Well, let's speak about bad people. Let's speak about Pauly G, the villain of the piece, who is the worst character on television today.
I think that's right.
Okay. Pauly G plays the, well, he was a showrunner of this terrible sitcom, and he's also the showrunner and chief writer of this new show that she's going on in this second season.
And Pauly G, remember, is a character on the show, but the show is a fake reality show. So he exists in Valerie Cherish's reality.
Yeah. He's a very specific Hollywood type. He's a cynical comedy writer of the dude bro variety. It's the backward baseball cap. He is the face of the sort of lazy hostility of entitlement.
Yes.
This kind of reflexive hostility that's omnidirectional because he's a damaged person, but also because this is, I do not think it is a coincidence that a show created by a woman and a gay dude, when they want to make you see what Hollywood is like, what a Hollywood writer's room is like, this guy is the guy they choose.
Yeah.
There's a Pauly G in every writer's room. Sometimes Pauly G is running the writer's room. Mm-hmm. It's not broad. It's very specific. And we get a very specific idea of who this guy is and why, even a little bit of why he's like he is.
Yeah. One of the things I love about the show is that it's so smart about show business. It's a great satire of show business and a great satire of the making of sitcoms. What it isn't is much of a satire of reality shows.
No.
And the reason for that became
Right. But it's
not. The reason for that became very clear to me when I started reading interviews with Lisa Kudrow, who clearly doesn't watch reality television.
No.
Its treatment of reality shows is the 2005 idea of people who hadn't been watching reality shows and thought it was all people eating bugs and who think, you know, she made a comment recently where she was like, well, these shows like Fear Factor and The Amazing Race. And I was like, wait, those aren't the same thing. What are you talking about? But people who lump everything together. So you don't really get a satire of reality shows. And there's nothing in here that makes me think like, boy, they have really skewered the reality, even the celebrity reality world.
This show is so much about how she is attempting to control how people perceive her. And so when you want to make a show about that, the vehicle you use is fake reality show. And the meat of the first season is the relationship that develops between her and the unseen producer named Jane. That relationship is a huge part of it, which is ostensibly a reality television gimmick that they've just kind of turned up the volume on.
The other thing that I like about the show is that in addition to her being very human, there are some interesting choices made about other characters on that show, particularly the young actress who is played by Malin Ackerman, who in the first season could so easily be kind of the obvious, mean, vacuous, blonde starlet stealing all the attention, gradually becoming more and more vain as the season goes along because she's the one who sort of is the breakout star. It's not like that at all. Yep. She's actually a pretty nice person. There is an uncomfortable kind of patronizing way in which she's very nice to Valerie, and you get a sense of a very Hollywood thing that I don't always think gets enough attention, which is how people come to not trust other people being nice because everyone is kind of so kiss and and you start to lose your grip on what it means when people are nice to you. There's a wonderful kind of tension in that character who so easily could have been a total throwaway.
Right. Absolutely.
At any rate, I enjoyed it very, very, very much. I'm very glad it's back.
It's great.
Really good. Again, The Comeback, airing Sunday nights on HBO, starring Lisa Kudrow and a bunch of other people who are pretty terrific as well.
Pretty much everybody comes back for the second season.
Yeah, pretty much everybody. So full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday on iTunes or from your favorite podcast provider or at npr.org. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Linda.